that I think a lot of people find it hard to answer is Donald Trump really smart? Of course, you know, we all know that he keeps bragging about his cognitive test that he took. He said he took two of them. He was given a list of names. He remembered them. Okay, one can believe that. I mean, the fact that he was able to, according to him, said he was able to name five things, even though he said there were six things. So he made a faux pas there the way he always does. One can believe that. He can probably do that probably better than anybody, but that's because he's autistic. Autistic people tend to have this unusual memory, which it's also called photographic memory. But like all autistic people, Donald Trump is like specialized in his smarts. Take, for instance, Einstein. Well, Einstein, everybody knows, was a great mathematician, but he was also an asshole. Einstein was really an asshole. There's a reason why he worked in a Swiss patent office, in a stinky basement, making minimum wage, because the other professors, they did not want to recommend him to work at a German university because he was an asshole. He was very hard to work with. So you have a guy who's very smart. I don't think he was the smartest man in the world, but let's say he was very smart. But people couldn't stand him. And so, well, one cannot deny that Einstein was smart, but he also had his faults, just like Donald Trump. Donald Trump, yes, I think he's smart in many ways. Maybe he's smart with the real estate. I mean, he has kept his empire going for a while. I mean, it's even if he's $5 billion, which is by today's standards not super rich, and it's most of it is in real estate, yet it pales in comparison to people like Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Michael Bloomberg, and so many others who have hundreds of millions of billions of dollars with a B. Now, the thing about Donald Trump that I think a lot of people don't know is that, you know, because of his autism, he's not able to read faces. He has a kind of like super logical mind. So, for instance, when he was president, he called the widow, the grieving widows of this American GI that was killed in Africa. You know, now he was supposed to show his condolences. So you got to be a little diplomatic. But what does he do? He tells her, he says, well, he signed up for it. He signed up for it. He knew what he was getting into. Now, this is not what you're supposed to tell. It's true. He's absolutely right. He signed up for it. This is the price that you get for being a soldier. Sometimes you get killed or injured or whatever. And So because he cannot read faces, that's what you get, a sort of this boneheaded kind of way, a twerp, you know, or the English call it a twit, you know, a geek. And he's basically a geek, like Bill Gates is a geek and Elon Musk is a geek, right? And I'm not sure whether Bill Gates or Elon Musk have better judgment than Donald Trump, but I think they've been able to stay out of trouble so far, so good. But Donald Trump, you know, I personally think as far as his politics goes, he's a Democrat who doesn't like black people. That's what Donald Trump is. He's a Democrat that doesn't like especially black celebrities. And he has a certain revulsion toward blacks, like so many white people, I have to admit. But in his case, it's almost like pathological. When he's going to get elected, the only thing he's going to do is cut taxes for himself and his friends, and then go out golfing, and then, of course, tweet on his social media platform how he hates Oprah, Colin Kaepernick, Don Lemon, and the rest of the black celebrity, and those people who defend the black celebrities, like Arnold Schwarzenegger and so on. So, you know, so this is Donald Trump. He's autistic. He also has polylalia, where he repeats himself. You may have noticed him repeating himself the last word, just like Jimmy two times in the movie Goodfellas. And so here you have an autistic man with polylalia. And should he be president? It's hard to tell. I mean, I would rather have someone who's not autistic. Okay? Although, of course, we had other autistic presidents, including, by the way, Thomas Jefferson.